Today's Leading Women, episode 658, with the wonderful Jenny Powers.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Jenny Powers. Jenny Powers is the founder of Running With Heels, the curated networking event series for business women, as well as award-winning podcast host of Broadcast Roads Building Businesses. Jenny founded Running With Heels as the antidote to the proverbial old boys club. Tired of traditional networking events full of business card exchanges and sales pitches, but void of meaningful connections and inspiring conversations, Jenny envisioned a new girls club that empowered professional women to connect, collaborate, and celebrate one another's successes. Today, Running With Heels' signature invitation-only event series are attended by an elite society of New York women who are chasing their dreams, elevating their careers, and creating personal and professional lives that they love, one high-heeled step at a time. To learn more, visit www.running-with-heels.com. That's running-with-heels.com. Women of the world, Miss Jenny Powers, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here today.
I am delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Jenny, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with Running With Heels. Love that name as well. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a social business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. Okay. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Sure. So Running With Heels is a community, like you said, exclusively catering to senior level women executives and business owners. And they come together through these curated events to celebrate each other, to collaborate with one another, both personally and professionally. So put simply, it's a society of professional women that have each other's back. And the idea first came to me because everywhere I went seemed to be an old boys network. And I made it my mission to create a place for women to feel comfortable and be able to connect in a more authentic way.
Love what I'm hearing about your business. And I love the mission you have here. The fact that you have created this this event where women, like what you said, society of women who had their back. Wow, what an inspiring thing that you have done there. And I love that you shared that one with us. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
Well, you know, I think for me, networking just needs an update. And we're not there yet. You know, I'm trying with Running With Heels, but people are at the stage where even hearing the word networking makes them cringe. You know, people go to events where people are just pressing their business cards into your palm and they're so desperate to close their next sale. You know, and I keep saying there's got to be a better way. You know, and my own personal background is in events and marketing. So I went ahead and created the type of environment where I knew I would feel more comfortable, and I hope that others would. And I'm lucky that I have found my tribe here in New York that has. And it's more like a party where people come out to celebrate their accomplishments and to be comfortable. And that allows you to show your best self. And that's one of the reasons that the events are invitation, because the experience is very curated, very intimate in size. And the goal here is to really educate, entertain, and empower working women.
Love it. I mean, that's what the mission of Traditionally Women too, to provide a platform for women to not just being recognized, but be celebrated and as well as be an inspiration to other women as well. So I love that you have this one. But let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Sure. So the top one I would have to say is resilience. I never give up. I like to say that I am a fan of the do-over. You know, when little kids are little and they mess up something, they yell do-over and they start again. And that's me. I don't give up. Even if there's a mistake, you know, I look at it as a lesson and I move forward. The second one I would say is confidence. You know, you really have to adjust your mindset to believe that you can do it. And the easiest way to do that is through baby steps. You know, don't say, I'm going to launch a business. Say, I'm going to launch an event. You know, I'm going to start. I started with one event and I didn't know whether it would lead to more or whether I'd be calling it quits. But I believe that I could do it. And that was key to bringing me where I am today, 3 years later. And the third would have to be passion, you know, because I know that if I won the lottery tomorrow, I'd still be doing this because I love connecting people and I love connecting with people. So when I share my story, I am so passionate that it gets other people passionate about it. So those are my top three personal traits.
All right, so that's having the resilience, confidence, and passion. Great qualities here that Jenny just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate this and adapt them into our lives and into our business. And I agree with you with that passion. It really fuels our business. And without the passion for what we do, it's not easy to continue doing what we're doing. You really have to love what you're doing. Absolutely. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges, it takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Yeah. Well, one of them that I'm sure some of your listeners will relate to is that bright, shiny object syndrome, where everything looks wonderful and you want to do everything now. And I, you know, have lots of ideas. And for a long time, I thought they all needed to be executed at once. So I was trying to juggle all of these balls. And of course, you know, you can't make everything great at the same time. And I realized the hard way that I had to kind of go back and shelve some of these until the right time. So it didn't mean that I wasn't going to do them. It meant that I wasn't going to do them right now. So being able to look at what you want to do and putting a priority list and a timeline together was really key for my success. Also saying no more. And a lot of people are afraid to say no. And I was one of them. You know, I used to be a people pleaser and I would accept every invitation to every event. I would take calls with anyone who wanted to pick my brain. And in the end, I was exhausted. I wasn't getting my own work done. And I realized I had to get used to saying no and realizing that by doing that, it allowed me to say yes to other things, you know, whether it was work or to spend more time with my family. So I've given up on that fear of missing out. And now I say no a lot more.
Love those lessons that you just shared with us. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to these challenges that you just shared with us. I mean, overcoming that bright, shiny object, saying no, learning to say no is so challenges that I'm sure a lot of us have in one way, shape, or form of experience, because I myself experienced that. I mean, the bright, shiny objects, I mean, there's so many things I want to do, so yes. Many courses, so many events that I want to attend. But it really is about prioritizing and not, you don't have to do everything at one time, you know. Exactly. Like what you said, you can just categorize them or prioritize them and then put them aside according to when you need them. And yeah, saying no more gives you the opportunity to say yes to other opportunities that really benefit you and your business. And absolutely. So let's learn from these challenges and the lessons that Jenny just shared with us so that when they do happen to us, we now know what to do.
Great.
All right, let's talk about work-life balance because, you know, this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with. And the challenge really with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance? And what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Yeah, so I live and die by my calendar. And I've realized that it's not just about calendaring meetings. It's calendaring self-care time, you know, date nights, you know, activities, just, you know, personal activities. Because if it's on the calendar, I keep it as an appointment, as if it's the most important appointment in the world, whether it's going to the dentist, you know, or meeting a client, or going to my daughter's first grade, you know, sing-along. So if it's on the calendar, it's what I want to do, and it helps with my work-life balance. So it's like the adage goes, you know, you have to put your own oxygen mask on before helping others. So my first priority is self-care, and it comes in different forms. You know, I might stop in the middle of my workday to do an afternoon spin class if I'm feeling sleepy. I make sure to get my annual mammogram and my physical. You know, I get massages. I take days off just to be by myself. And I know a lot of people will say, wow, you just took a day off in the middle of the week? What's that like? And I'm like, you know, it's heavenly, but I need it. And maybe that night I'll work till, you know, 2 a.m. But I know when I need to take care of myself. And that's the most important, because if I can't take care of myself, I can't take care of my family and, you know, my husband and my daughter. It's scheduling in those work date nights, you know, with my husband, Jeff, and family trips. You know, this weekend we're off to a college football game with our daughter. I insist on bringing my daughter to school every morning. I'm the class mother. I'm the head of community service in my neighborhood. So it's really looking at the things that mean the most to you and finding the time.
Oh, that is so true. I mean, really looking into what your priorities are and making time for them. And I love those tips that you shared with us about putting things on the calendar, really a big one on the calendar as well. And that includes not just your business activities, but your personal life too. You know, date yes. nights, family events, your kids' events. Really mm-hmm. important to put those ones in your calendar as well. And love what you said about prioritizing your self-care. Really important for our listeners out there. I know this is one of the things that we wouldn't want to put time on, but on, you know, on the other side, it's really counterintuitive. You really have to put time for your self-care, because, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of it? And we're not going to be able to build this business that we are passionate about building if we don't have our health. So really exactly. prioritize that. And yeah, work out, massages, and don't feel guilty if you are splurging yourself for self-care. You know, having a day off during the week or even just a few minutes every day, like an hour or 30 minutes during the morning or in the evening, something that, you know, a downtime for yourself, that's really important, because I found that one so helpful for me as well. So let's incorporate some of these tips that Jenny just shared with us so that we can have at least we can integrate this work-life balance that all of us want to have. Great tips there. All right, let's talk about success and what success mean to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, would like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself, and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful financially? Yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
Yeah, I love the way you phrase that, because it's so true. Success means different things for everyone. And for me, it's working when I want, from wherever I want, and getting paid to do what I love every day. So I can work from my phone. This summer, I took my daughter away for 3 weeks and was able to work from my laptop while she was at the pool. You know, so that creating my own schedule and getting out of my four walls and being able to work, you know, the hours that I need to and where I want to is really success. And, you know, some of the benchmarks for me are people knowing my brand and recognizing the Running With Heels name or the broadcast podcast, when I meet them. I mean, it's so incredible to meet people that I've been excited to meet and finding out that they've already heard of the brand. That, you know, I have to pinch myself sometimes. It's getting those testimonials that just blow my mind about people coming to my events and really getting it and feeling so supported by the community and being able to leverage that support both professionally and personally. So that's really success for me. I'll tell you, when I launched my business, I was in a corporate job that I had been in for 10 years, and it was a little bit like that movie Groundhog's Day, where every day started to look like the same. And during my lunch break, I would go out and kind of work on my business. And success to me those days just meant that during an hour, I would have time to dream of what I wanted to be. And the way I launched my business, Marie, was I actually went, this is going to sound very funny to your listeners, but in New York, there's this there's these free newspapers that say Cash for Gold. And I literally brought in all my old jewelry from ex-boyfriends and my ex-husband. And I brought them to Cash for Gold, broken earrings and ID bracelets and things like that. And the money that I got back was how I launched my business. So success for me back in the day was really funny. It was taking this stuff that no longer meant anything to me and repurposing it and giving me a new way to do something and to finance my dreams.
Oh, beautiful story. Yeah, I mean, that really, success really is that freedom, you know, the ability to have the lifestyle, the contribution, the impact, being able to do what you want, where you want it, when you want it. I mean, that's the joy of having your own business. Yes. The flexibility that it can afford you. Oh, so the joys of having a business really, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for anything else. And I love what you shared about the story when you get started. Because that was so similar to my story where I was building my business on the side, and it was like I was having fun because it was totally different from the mundane little things that I was doing over and over again in my corporate job. So yeah, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Sure.
All right. Now let's talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learn would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
All right. That's great. So my first tip would be, don't wait until everything's perfect to begin, because it never will be. You know, too many of us worry about tweaking every little thing. And while we're doing that, other people are launching businesses every day. And sometimes they might be launching one similar to yours. You know, and that goes for product businesses too. So don't wait until it's perfect. Just start. My second one is huge for me, and it's get comfortable being uncomfortable, because that's how you grow. And, you know, I never liked public speaking. Yet last year I did my first TED Talk. And I speak at all of my events, and I'm now invited to be a public speaker. But it was only when I put myself into that position of being uncomfortable that I realized, hey, this isn't so bad. And now I love it. And the last, I think women think asking for help is a sign of weakness, but it's really a sign of confidence, because asking means you know what you need and you're not afraid to ask for it. So do not ever be afraid to ask. Just make sure you're asking the right person. Ask the person that can help you with whatever it is you need. Too many times we ask the wrong person, and then when the answer is no, we're too timid to go back and ask again.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you just shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners.
Sure.
So the first one is to not wait till it's perfect to get started. Really important, especially for our listeners out there who are just thinking of getting started. Get started. Get your idea out there. Get feedback and iterate from there. You know, like what Jenny says, it's never going to be perfect. And you don't want to wait till a long time to get that idea out there. So just get it out there. Just get started. Do something to get started. The second one, which is so important. Oh, this is so huge for me as well. Getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And one of the biggest things, what you said about speaking. Oh my God. when talk about public speaking or speaking even in front of small groups, I had this humongous fear of talking. I mean, I feel like I'm going to shut off. I couldn't say a word. I remember the first time. It was just like five people. Oh, it was so uncomfortable. But I know, I mean, once you get there, once you start talking and seeing all these people that are willing to listen to what you're going to say, oh, then you know, wow, it's not about me. It's about them. It's about me being of service to them. So that's how I overcome public speaking. And still, I'm still nervous all the time, every time I speak in front of other people and even on camera. Oh, it's a huge thing, even on speaking on camera. So this is something that with practice, I don't think you'll ever be really, really comfortable with it, but that's part of it. I mean, I think a little bit of, I mean, the feeling that is, you know, you're going to be talking to in front of a lot of people, it is going to be there, you know, the being uncomfortable. But you know that with practice, it gets easier and easier, because I noticed that when I feel that one, because especially when you are prepared for it, you know, it gets better and easier. So don't fear, just do it. And the third one is to not being afraid to ask for help. And I like what you said about asking for help as not a sign of weakness, as a sign that you know what you're asking, you know what you want to help with. And what I found out is that women, especially for us women, we love to help. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help and be willing to receive the help as well, because, you know, people are really helpful. Ask for help. And the good thing now, we have online and offline that we can tap into each other, asking for help in the support groups or forums or Facebook groups, for example, and networking events online and offline. We can connect with other people as well. So thanks for sharing those tips. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes.
Great.
Last but not the least, and I know this is going to be a little hard for you, especially I'm sure you've met a lot of wonderful women out there, but love for us to share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Well, I'm going to talk about a woman that I've never met and I hope to one day, and that's Oprah, who we all know, last name not needed. And I think it's because she just came from such scrappy beginnings and had so much trauma in her life and really could have thrown up her hands and just given up. And now she's on top of the world. And from her place on top of the world, she's making a difference in so many people's lives. And, you know, she's someone for a while that I kept saying, well, she's got that shiny object syndrome. She does everything. But no, she does everything at her own pace. And that's why I think it turns into gold.
Yes, I am in ice. Her story and what she's doing and what and the impact that she's making for, you know, for women or for people all over the world. What an inspiration that she is. So to Oprah, for not just being an inspiration to you, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women, we salute her. Lastly, Jenny, share our listeners that one. What's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service? Where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Okay, so right now we are, Running With Heels is only in New York, so if you're in the metro area, our signature dinners are how we made our mark, because they are these lavish three-course meals in Manhattan restaurants. We have an inspiring woman speaker talk to the group, and during each of the three courses, you're strategically matched with different dinner companions to maximize your networking. And that's what we are known for. We are going to be going to different cities. We're launching in LA this spring, so we'll be coming to a city near you soon. We're also launching in-person live masterminds in January here in New York, which I'm really excited about. And the best way to find me is at www.running-with-heels.com, or you can send me a LinkedIn request. And also, of course, my own podcast, which I'm proud of, Broadcast Broads Building Businesses.
All right. So that's www.running-with-heels.com. So running-with-heels.com. That's HEELS.com. Highly encourage you to go there now. And especially if you're local in New York area, in the New York area, really invite you to go check them out and see how you can join this event, signature dinner events, where you can be matched with with dinner companions and learn from each other, not just connect with each other, but we're learning from each other. It's a learning event that I'm sure can benefit you, not only your business, but your personal life as well. So I'm sure this is something that that will really will be a good addition to you, to your personal and business, professional growth. So I highly encourage you to go there now and learn more about it, how you can join them at www.running-with-heels.com. And watch out for, and also be on their newsletter so you can be updated on what she's putting out, especially when they go West Coast in LA in the spring, and also about their mastermind in January. And all of this are going to be on their website at www.running-with-heels.com. And you said about being an invitation only, right? So how can they apply, so for example, if they want to join or if they want to attend?
Okay, so on the website, there's a tab that says request an invitation, and they would just fill out a 3-minute survey. And actually, it says, how did you learn about us? So if you put this podcast, that will be great, and we will fast track you into the invitation system. The criteria is that you need to be a senior level woman executive or a business owner.
There you go. So for our listeners out there, you have an added advantage by listening to this.
Yes.
So on the website, when you apply for to be invited on the event, put Today's Leading Women, or you heard it from the podcast, Today's Leading Women, so that you can be fast-tracked to for your invitation. And also love for you to listen to her podcast, Broadcast, Broads Building Businesses. You can listen to that one on iTunes, and I'm sure you have that link on her website as well. So again, that link is www.running-with-heels.com. Jenny, thank you so much for being so inspiring, and for your time, for being so generous in sharing your time, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you. You too. It's been wonderful.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.